Movie film.
Hello, MFers. I know this is a rare sighting, but you're listening to Movie Film.
It's a podcast where every Halloween we watch a Halloween.
Yeah.
And we decide if it's a movie or a film.
I'm Terrell.
And I'm Nate. And let's get to it. Yay. It's Halloween Kills. Halloween Kills is the sequel to the sequel of the original Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Sequel to the sequel.
Directed by David Gordon Green. Continuation of the 2018 Halloween. Based on the 1978 Halloween.
Yeah.
Great to be back.
It's good to be back. Yeah, I'm sorry. I froze up for a second. I'm just like, how do you do this? How do you speak into this mic? The thoughts that you have about this movie or film, Halloween Kills. Quite controversial. Not controversial, but just like, what's that? Divisive?
People hated it, right?
Yeah. I think it was a very, very... you could say a mob of people that felt a certain way about this.
And people hated this more than the 2018, yeah, reboot.
Yeah, people liked the 2018 reboot a lot. And I'm not sure exactly what I said on the 2018 Halloween podcast, but I remember not being so hot on it.
I think it won you over.
Probably. I don't know. It's sometimes like talking to you guys. I know Anthony was on that one. Shout out to Anthony. I know that talking to you guys through a movie sometimes helps me out a little bit.
I know with the first Halloween, you called it a film. Mm-hmm. And then 2018, you called it a movie.
Yeah. I think I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Kills is.
Yeah.
I think overall, I haven't rewatched Halloween Ends, the follow-up in this new trilogy.
Yeah.
I haven't rewatched it yet, but I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this trilogy.
I do. I think it got better with each one.
Yeah.
The third one also being very divisive and controversial for a Halloween movie.
This one might be my favorite.
I think this one is my favorite.
In I love fact, a part two.
I think it's my favorite Halloween after the original, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, I think this one just brings me so much joy.
It is pretty gleeful if this is the kind of thing that brings you glee.
Yes. For a Halloween movie, for a Michael feature, yeah, this is it.
Like, what do you want if not kills in a Halloween movie?
Exactly.
Or a film?
I want the kills. And I want it to be as much about Michael as possible. Yeah.
And we got it.
Also, I just, because we're going to get into it, we're going to talk about this movie or film, but one of my biggest issues with the 2018 one was the 40-year leap and how it erased so much of the Halloween history, right? Mm-hmm. Even though you can choose your own timeline, but I didn't like it because it took away, the history that Laurie and Michael were brother and sister. And it frustrated me because I'm just like, well, then what's the point of this? And then Halloween Kills came out and then it started to click what they were trying to do. And I was just like, oh, this is great. I love this now. And I'll get more into detail when we talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have some thoughts on that too.
Okay.
But it's good you mentioned that. Right away, the first thing you hear before you see anything is some of this wonderful score from John Carpenter, the director of the original Halloween, still banging on those synths.
Yeah, pretty cool that he just came back and was like, I just want to do the music.
I just like making these creepy do-do-do-do's.
Yeah. Me and my son. This is what we do now.
And we pick up where we left off with, what's this dude's name?
Cameron.
Cameron, the boyfriend of...
Allison.
Allison. Yeah. The granddaughter of Lori.
Lori.
So he's wandering, following the events of 2018's Halloween.
Yep.
And...
I love that it's a long night. Like that, it was just like, it's the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Halloween. It was just a long Halloween.
It was a long Halloween.
So yeah, Cameron is walking out and he doesn't really know what happened. He kind of missed all of the major events of the 2018 Halloween. And now he's starting to see the dead bodies and he runs into Officer Hawkins, who is who has been left to bleed out pretty much. And Hawkins is just like, he has to die. He has to die tonight. And I'm going to be the one to do it. That's, everyone is just like, it's me. I'm going to be the one to take
him out. I will slay the dragon. No, I will slay the dragon. I will
do it. It's a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight.
Then we go into this, like...
Flashback.
For, like, the original 1978 Halloween, but through a different lens.
Yeah.
Through the lens of Hawkins.
Yeah. A police officer on duty. I actually like the way this look, and there's this really good, I feel like, old school shot of Michael, like, when he's, like, walking down the alley. And I'm just like, yeah, that's a good Michael shot.
Yeah, they get the like 70s vibes of the original. Kind of makes you wish that these maybe had some more of that filmmaking style. Like, why not shoot a horror film on film?
Yeah, it would be
so good. You get this kid being bullied.
Lonnie.
Oh, yeah, that's Lonnie being bullied.
It's Lonnie being bullied.
Pushed around by these other children.
Being teased. And then a police officer comes by and warns them that there's a man in a mask going around killing kids. And so they disperse. This time around, we watched the extended cut. So we got like a few extra scenes of like what I could pick up on. And I knew right away that this was an extended scene. I don't remember it, but I really liked it.
So it stuck out.
So Lonnie's walking down the street and he sees Michael, and Michael disappears behind this like hedge, but it's so ghost-like. Like, it's really like it's the shape.
Just this moving. This franchise has some of the best hedge scares.
Yeah. Heavy on the hedge.
Yeah. So we get our two cops, Hawkins and his partner, entering a building. And the first death we see is a dog.
Yeah.
Dead dog. Another dead dog. Another discussed dead dog. On this podcast.
Yeah.
Really tugs at the heartstrings. There was maybe the original Halloween where the dead dog was also the first death.
Yeah.
It's always the dog that goes first.
It's always the dog.
That's not really true. But no. It is these two times.
And really twisted stuff. So they're in Michael's house. And the one officer, I forget his name, Officer A, he kind of grew up with Michael. Like, he used to have play dates with him.
Yeah.
And he talked about how Michael would just stare out his sister's bedroom. And then he wondered... like, what is he looking at or whatever? And so he goes to do the same thing. He's looking out the window and then surprise, Michael rushes him. Now, Michael's young and fast. He's a spry 26, I would say.
Yeah, right before Michael Rush, his line is Haddonfield, where nothing exciting happens.
Yeah, like he wanted excitement, and Michael gave it to him.
I will say, of the three of David Gordon Green's Halloween trilogy, this is probably the least funny. In a way. I feel like the others have more jokes. The first one definitely has more jokes. The third one has Corey, who is just a hilarious character.
I don't know. I find this one so funny.
Is it funny?
I mean, all like the like Little John, Big John stuff.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's funny.
That stuff is
funny. And the stuff with the kids on the swing set.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I think I just find like little moments, like the way when Allison wants to like leave to go on the manhunt, and Karen just gives her the little girl. She gives her like that little girl look, and I just find it so fun. There are like little moments like that where I find the laugh. But Michael is attacking the officer, and Michael isn't even the one that kills him. It's actually Hawkins that kills his partner by accident by shooting him in the neck. And Michael gets away. But not really.
Never really.
Enter digitized Loomis.
How do you think he looks?
I think he looks great. I think he looks real. I think he looks like, for that actor not to be with us anymore and then put him in this, it looks real good. Yeah. And I think they used like a double or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. But
anyway, he's shouting, you can't let him loose.
Yeah.
You can't let him go. And then the cops are just beating him.
Yeah, beat him down to the ground.
And Hawkins has the gun ready to go. Loomis has a gun ready to go. He's going to execute Michael, but Hawkins stops him.
Oh, but we don't learn that till later.
That's true.
But that is what happens, you know? This is part of Hawkins' story and what haunts him in his adult life.
Sorry for the spoiler.
Spoiler!
I really spoiled that one.
So we get the Halloween Kills, the intro, and then we jump back to 2018.
I love an opening credit sequence.
It's actually really good, like the score.
And now the pumpkins are on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good development.
Yeah.
Really sets a nice tone. As if the like multiple murders we already witnessed weren't enough. Now you get a very good titillating opening credit sequence.
Yeah, with the melting jack-o'-lanterns. So, in 2018 Halloween, we had these characters that were just, like, people of the town that you saw passing by. You saw, like, a nurse and a doctor leaving their house in 2018, right?
Wait, were they... They're not actually a nurse and a doctor, though. They're dressing up as a nurse and a doctor for Halloween, right?
Yes, but I think the nurse is a doctor, and the doctor is a nurse.
Okay.
I think that's the joke. they become major players in this one.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, like, this one becomes more about the town itself.
The scope really expands.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, the first Halloween, 2018, was more insular, just the Strode family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Haddonfield.
Yeah, Haddonfield. Yeah. So they're all at a bar. Survivors are there. We meet old Arlani. Haddonfield, Boogeyman, Tommy Doyle. You remember Tommy Doyle? I remember Tommy Doyle. He is an adult, and he has a story to tell.
I kind of like this performance.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I like it. And I think there's a lot of things that I pick up on the speech, but really that like helps shape Halloween Kills for me is like when he's telling this story about Haddonfield and about their survivors, it's almost like this like badge of honor that they all have together. And it's almost like it's almost not gleeful, but you know what I mean? Like there's like a gleam of light in that storytelling. Like we're a part of this history of right. Haddonfield, you know mm. what I mean? So
it's part of their identity.
Yeah, it's part of their really, identity.
Within the town.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're reintroduced to all these characters.
Yeah.
And now we follow like, back. Oh, do you want?
I was just going to say like the nurse from the very first movie mm-hmm. and then Lindsay, the little girl from the first movie. Like a lot of the first like 1973 Halloween characters are back.
And now we're going to follow up with the Strodes where they left off in 2018, driving away from Laurie's burning house with Michael trapped in the basement.
Yeah.
And as their truck is zooming down the road, a fire truck comes in the opposite direction towards Laurie's house.
Yeah.
As she screams, "No,
let it burn." And that is not what's going to happen. This is just like, this firefighter scene's really good.
It is so cool.
It's just like, Michael's a badass. This is Michael's action movie.
Just gonna murder a bunch of firefighters.
Yeah, like that shot of him in front of the house with the whatever like poker that is, and like the flames are growing off, and it's like in slow motion. I'm just like, yeah, this is like the, he's the star of this movie.
Yeah, it's very hellish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very...
Michael goes to hell.
It kind of gives me like 80s vibes with the synths.
Yeah.
And the, not slow-mo, but like the close-ups, mm-hmm. the handheld close-ups kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Very like... More so than the camera showing you what's happening, it like wants you to feel what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's just this brutal attack against firefighters. It's almost like a music video.
Yes.
At times, how it's stylized.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. There are certain shots in this that are like music videos, as like the It's Halloween Time song with Big John. Yeah, the way that
I have that in my notes for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, Michael's gonna take out the whole squad in the most brutal way. It's in the most brutal way. I got hospital stuff. There's stuff that happens at the hospital. The Strodes are...
I like the way they do the surgery scene. They don't really shy away from like the body mutilation part of performing surgery on Laurie.
Yeah. The fight was tough in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
She took some shots to the stomach, and so they were doing surgery on her stomach.
Just like seeing that made me feel the same way I feel sometimes when I see someone's head sliced open, because it's like, oh, her stomach is sliced open and there's people just putting their hands in there.
Yeah.
Karen wanders to the morgue and you get like this creepy guy staying in the morgue
mm-hmm.
who just yells, "You can't be in here."
Yeah.
I guess it's hard, like, to work from at a morgue and not be a creepy person. Like, I know it's a cliche, but like,
it just
who's
is.
Gonna be normal?
Yeah,
doing that job.
And this is definitely gonna highlight the creepiness of that. You know, while that's happening at the hospital, Michael is still on the move. Where to? Home.
He's headed home.
He's definitely headed
but
home.
But first he's going to visit a very cute couple.
Yeah, this older couple who are watching stuff and flying drones. And Michael, pops out, breaks their drone, takes out the man.
Just by like that move where he throws his hand around the door.
Yeah.
His armor through the door and then bashes their head against the frame.
And then the woman, she just is unable to run, tries to be like, "Hey, I have a knife." And he's just like, "I have a light."
Yeah.
And just sticks her. I think that this is like the moment in the film where I was like all on board. I don't know, maybe before, but like this has definitely become one of my favorite sequences.
Just because it's a very fun kill with like interesting characters.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the way that it's done. It's done in a way that it shows Michael making like his art.
Yes. You know? He is a true artist.
He is a true artist. And he has set up his audience. You know, she's stuck there half alive, bleeding out, has to watch as Michael turns her husband into a porcupine, pretty much, using every knife in the kitchen. And then it just ends. Oh, it ends with the applause.
Mm.
So beautiful.
It's the applause from the next scene.
Yes.
From Tommy's story, but it's like you see it. You hear it before you see.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're clapping from Michael. Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. So, yeah, the applause are coming from the bar. Everyone at the bar is getting along. They're all drinking together. The nurse and the doctor and the survivors. And then Lonnie gets a call from Cameron being like, hey, something's wrong.
Yeah, not good. And then the news comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... is a killer on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michael.
It's Michael and someone else, which confuses the people because they don't know which one is Michael. I like the way the news report shows, like, it shows the one guy's face and then it, like, blurs out when it gets to Michael's face. So they are looking at Michael, but they don't really know it. But, you know, we would know that, hey, that's Michael. We can't see it. They hide it from us.
Yeah, they only see the face of the guy that escaped with him.
Yeah. I just want to note that there's this really cool character in Halloween Kills. It's the cowboy sheriff.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no reason really for us to even mention him. I just wanted to say that he had really cool character design and just totally wasted.
Okay, yeah, he looked really cool.
He looked so cool.
In this movie, all he did was take testimony from Lori and Karen, even though we were there watching it in the last movie. And then he just, like, looks at Tommy for a second when Tommy's, like, about to start a mob.
Yeah.
And then...
he's unable to stop the mob.
He can't do anything.
Yeah, he can't do anything.
Big hat, though.
Big hat, big cool elf, yeah.
Real wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
What? I mean, we'll probably do this next Halloween, but do you remember what happens to him in Halloween Ends?
I do, and continued wasted potential.
Damn.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that again.
Mm-hmm.
So now...
Evil Dies Tonight. This is the first time we hear Evil Dies Tonight. Now, Evil Dies Tonight... I love it, but people hate it. People hate Evil Dies Tonight.
Is it because this came out shortly after the January 6th insurrection? So, like, there's this mob
fatigue
thing happening.
Mob fatigue.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe. I think so, which is weird because I feel like if you see it happen in real life, and the funny thing is that this was shot before that. So they already shot this. Like, the whole mob thing was already part of Halloween Kills. And then January 6th happened, right? Like, all of that. And then this movie came out in October. And I guess people just didn't want to... felt like it was making a comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was too timely or whatever. Yeah. And they didn't want that in their movies. But I thought it was really cool... that they already shot this the way it was, and then it happened in real life. And then it's just like, yeah, that happens. This is what people do.
Yeah.
Like, what's not believable about this?
And that's what the movie's commenting on.
Exactly.
So that's what, yeah.
Yeah. Like, for me, I was just like, I get it. I don't get why you guys are booing this. This is serious. This is for real.
Human psychology.
Yeah. mob justice, mob mentality. When it starts, it's like a what's that? Like a snowball yeah. effect. It yep. just gets out of hand.
It's really interesting for this movie to take that turn where the town become. It's like cliche to say, but the town becomes a character.
Yes,
because it's the hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's really Haddonfield versus Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see who wins.
Let's see what
so really let's happens. Talk about Lil Jon and Big Jon, because
yeah,
what a delight.
Lil Jon, Big Jon
were introduced
to, I was gonna just say they moved into Michael's house.
Yes, and they keep like yelling at everyone, don't you know whose house this was?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not whose house this is. Like, yeah. What? Don't you know whose house this was? What are you doing?
What are you doing here? They decked it out. It looks good. It's like dark green and wallpaper everywhere. It's very neat. So yeah, that Lil Jon intro, Lil Jon, Big Jon intro.
We're introduced to him during a rousing song. Stop. Look. Listen, it's Halloween. And as previously mentioned, there's this like sweeping camera moves during Stop, Look, and Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just very like grabbing your attention,
mm-hmm.
making you fully invested in these characters.
Yeah, it really draws you into
knowing
the character.
They're gonna die.
Yeah, yeah.
Just makes it all the more sweeter.
Mm-hmm. So they're home trying to just do cute little Halloween stuff, I don't know, hand out candy, and then these kids play a prank on them. It's a good prank, you know. They get all the candy, I guess.
They ate a razor blade.
Yeah.
Going to steal the candy. And then we get Big Jon, Lil Jon doing their don't you know who lived here thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, so they start telling the story of the boogeyman. And this is like the fourth time in the movie you're hearing someone like recall the story of the mm-hmm. boogeyman. It's a little different every time, and it's just like, this is what it is. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a force.
In these streets of Haddonfield, Michael name rings.
In this story, he's described as someone who stabs his sister in the tits.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to meet them on their level and, you know, be a little
she
edgy.
She does get stabbed in the tits, though, she does. To be fair.
Yeah. And I think it does scare the little girl. I got Allison is wandering around, and her mom talk to the police. What is cool here is that the officer asks Allison, like, how did they get together? How did this happen? And she was like, it was the doctor's obsession that brought them together, not Michael's. You know, that's the first little inkling,
the little hint that it's not about Lori.
It's not about Lori, and it's not about that. It's a different timeline, so the connection is a little different, and we need to start thinking a little different.
So now that we get to that, because you alluded to this in talking about your disappointment with giving up the storyline of Lori being Michael's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the angle it takes that, like, it's not about Lori?
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot. I like it a lot because throughout this movie, Lori still thinks it's about her.
Yeah.
And she's very adamant that Michael's going to come after her. But Michael is on his way home. Michael goes home. Like, he's not worried about what's going on at the hospital. The hospital is just chaos because he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what we think is the relation and what would make Lori the one, the special one, is not true anymore. You know? And so it kind of makes her look... It makes her look a little delusional, a little self-centered, and it just goes into deeper of like what it is to be a survivor, you know, and how you center yourself in that survival, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Because even in the original, Michael was still going home.
Right.
They just happened to years be later. In the way.
Yeah. So he's just a boy that wants to look out the window.
Yeah, he just wants to go home and look out the window. And it seems so, like, pointless and stupid, but that is his driving force, is to go home. And whoever is, like, in his way, on his way home, is going to get it. And that was Lori 40 years ago. And she never let it go. And I think he has. I think he let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Though he still wears the mask.
Yeah. He still wears the mask. It's his special mask.
We have Allison begging her mom to let her join the mob.
Yeah.
We already talked about how funny that is. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Judy Greer as Karen.
Mm-hmm. With that look. Yeah, as a good mom, she says, no, go upstairs for your grandmother. Yeah. Like, what? Like, people are coming in here with all chopped up, and you think
she's going to be the one?
You're the... See, everyone thinks that they're right. The one. Everyone is so, like, it's centered.
My destiny.
It's my destiny to... It's in my bloodline. It's in my lineage, you know? Yeah. I don't know. It becomes about legacy as well. So, yeah, she tells her to go upstairs, and she does for a little bit. She goes there with her grandmother, and she leaves her a knife. A bloody knife. I guess the knife she fought with by her bed, and then she sneaks out.
And then we have Lindsay, yeah. Lonnie, Allison, and Cameron. No.
No, you have the people in the car. So
Lindsay.
Yeah, it's Lindsay, it's the nurse from the first movie, and then it's the doctor and the nurse. They're together. Everyone is out trying to, like, round up people or just tell people to, like, go in the house. And they run into these kids and are like, hey, you guys should leave. There's someone out here. And they're like, ha, 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 we already know. We already saw him. He's playing peekaboo with us. He's hiding behind trees. Ha, ha, ha. There he is. So he pops out and it pops off again. Really good kills. Here, more good kills and Halloween kills.
I love the car door swinging. She's holding the gun and the car door opens, yes. And it swings her arm around and she shoots herself in the head.
Great kill. Funny kill. I laugh every time. I don't know if this is a popular kill, but guys, come on. Just, you know, enjoy fun a little bit. Enjoy some fun. So, yeah, he kills everyone in the car. The kids run away. And Lindsay... I love this, fights back, makes a weapon, puts some bricks inside of a suitcase, and starts to wail on Michael, but Michael ain't no chump.
No, but it is very clever of her.
It is very clever of her. And she's able to escape by taking off his mask, which he is more concerned about. And then we get some real old school lurking, you know, while she's trying to hide in the trees. And he's lurking and looking, and she's like, low. I love a good, like, slow chase.
So now we have Lonnie, Allison, Cameron, and Tommy getting to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we get their discovery of Michael's latest piece of art.
Yeah.
Which is the doctor and nurse on the merry-go-round.
And the nurse from the first movie hanging with the witch mask from Halloween 3. Nice Easter egg. Yeah, all three of the masks actually make it in this one.
This is where they decide he's headed home, but Tommy's taking Lindsay to the hospital first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some more Little John, Big John scenes, I believe.
I think I have Lori and Hawkins. Did you say that? I just want to say they were flirting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a love story brewing.
They're bonded by their trauma.
They're having this moment, and the hospital is going crazy. And Karen is just like, he's coming here. Once again, centering Lori. And Tommy's just like, wait, what do you mean? How do you know he's coming here? Like, how do you know for sure?
Because it's me.
Because it's my mother. because of 40 years.
So now we're following up with Little John and Big John, mm-hmm. and we have some backdoor, front door shenanigans happening. This time it's not the kids.
Yeah.
It's Michael. It's at one point Little John has a little knife and Big John gets a big knife.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah, it's the other way around. Big John has a little knife and Little John has the big knife.
Unfortunately, it does not help.
At all.
Little John, no, Big John is stabbed in the armpit.
In the armpit.
And then his eyes are bursted.
Yeah, gouged. And then Little John, I'm not sure if he really puts up much of a fight.
I like when he gets scared of him, of his own reflection in the mirror.
Little gags like that.
Meanwhile, at the hospital, the other man that escaped the psychiatric facility mm-hmm. with Michael, who's more of a threat unto himself, I would say, than anyone else, mm-hmm. arrives at the hospital asking for help, and people start murmuring, it's Michael.
Yeah.
And so mob mentality reigns,
mm-hmm.
and it is chaos.
It is chaos. They start chasing him. Lori joins in, but then soon realizes, like, hey, that's not Michael. Who's this guy? But no one really cares anymore. They really can't hear. They aren't listening. They just are they want evil to die tonight.
At one point, Tommy pushes a man like in crutches, like against the wall, so he can like move closer to the door.
Yeah, Tommy was very adamant on being loud and wrong. They chase this man all the way upstairs, and Karen is actually able to help him a little bit.
Yeah, she like locks the door behind him, but they, you know, eventually break it with glass, so he gets up to the window and falls to his death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty brutal kill, too. Like, we get his point of view. Well, one, we get his point of view, like, approaching the hospital, which I really like because mm-hmm. it's creepy. Mm-hmm. And it does feel like you're in the killer's point of view, the way that's shot.
Yeah.
But then you return to that point of view shot when he is falling from the window, just as if we are the person falling into the ground,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the concrete.
All the way.
And then there's splatter. And that is movie making, folks.
Yeah. Michael has turned the town into killers themselves.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And it's like a reflection on like, we could all be killers.
Yeah.
But also, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, the argument of the whole Michael Myers thing is that no one is Michael. He's untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get him. He's pure evil.
He's pure evil.
But then here's the movie being like, but you're also evil.
You're also evil.
We're not Michael Myers. We're not doing artwork based on people we stabbed 10 million times. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's
I'm just trying to live.
They start planting the seeds. I guess they plant the seeds in the first one. But it starts to blossom in this one, and by the third one, it's really about the infestation of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is just like they are being infected by Michael more so than Michael doing damage to them.
That is very well said.
Oh, thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what's going on. They're all infected and all self-centered. Watching this time, I was like, oh, this was like very Frankenstein. Like, this is very, like, the second guy has like almost this Frankenstein story with the mob coming after him and his like his death in the end.
Pitchforks.
Yeah, pitchfork fire.
There's a pitchfork on Little John and Big John's porch, mm-hmm. I noticed.
He should have grabbed it. Mm-hmm. Should have grabbed it and said, he said next time, and there will be no next time. Well, doesn't, Michael.
Oh, you know, Karen grabs it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get that moment, which is a nice, I'm sure they thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're doing this mob movie, let's get a pitchfork somewhere. That could be cool.
So
we could use that.
So after all of this, Lori is still like, this is about me. And then Hawkins is just, I think it's Hawkins. That's just like, it's not about. It's not about you.
It's about me.
It's about me. It's about his story. Yeah. Once again, everyone. This is about everyone. This is about everyone.
Yeah, in this next scene, it's about Lonnie because he tells his son and her girlfriend to stay in the car while he investigates Michael's childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see him go inside, though.
No.
We just see Cameron and Allison follow.
Yeah, because they hear a gunshot. But it's too late.
Yes.
Lonnie is dead. I don't know how Michael got him up there in the attic door, made his art piece, but he did it. And
the dripping blood was a good touch.
Yeah, dripping on the sun. And then Michael takes out his son, takes out Cameron in a very brutal way.
Yeah, with like the banister.
Mm-hmm.
I need a, like the way he breaks his neck,
mm-hmm.
like a chiropractor.
Yeah.
I could use that for my neck. Maybe not as extreme, but like a nice adjustment.
That vertebrae.
Yeah.
Lori's granddaughter, Allison, has a lot of fight and a lot of heart.
Yes.
She gets some stabs in. Like she does stab him, but he breaks her leg. He just tosses her and breaks her leg.
And then he's about to get her.
Yeah.
And then Karen comes to the rescue.
Comes to the rescue.
In a great mom moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is where she stabs him in the back with the pitchfork.
Mm-hmm.
And
stomps his head and
steals his mask.
Yeah.
And it does essentially like a nana nana boo boo, come and get me.
Pretty much. I got your mask.
And it works.
Yeah, he wants his damn mask.
And it's a booby trap.
Yep, it's an ambush. And the town people have everything, and anything they could grab from their house, like an iron, for instance. I love that lady. She's
it's
standing
so
there
silly.
With the iron and the cord in her hand. Like, yeah. What are you about to do?
Iron out some wrinkles.
Iron, yeah. Iron his face. I don't know. Michael is beat. He's also shot.
Yeah, they really go for it.
They go for it. And I believe in the first one, they did they were trying to be like, Michael is human. Michael is just a man. You know what I mean? He's not a boogeyman. And that was the whole thing. But at a certain point, while he's getting beat, Lori has this voiceover where she starts to talk about how Michael is fear itself. And you can't kill it.
Mm-hmm.
With brute force, that just makes it stronger.
Yeah, he's not a man, he's an idea.
Yeah. And so the whole Michael is kind of supernatural. The Michael mythos starts to creep back in.
It is more fun that way.
I think so. I think it's more fun that way. And he is able to take everyone out.
Yeah. Pretty glorious fashion.
Pretty glorious way. And I just want to say to the people that don't like this, why would you want to go to a Halloween movie and see Michael Myers get obliterated by town folks?
They think he should die?
They think he should die, or that the townspeople should have did a better job at killing him. Which,
well, there is some of that. Like, Karen approaches, and first of all, Tommy's like all annoying. Like, you should just go be with your family. We got this. Like, no, let her get, you know, like everyone's doing it.
Everyone's
let her.
Doing it. Yeah. This is also.
Why can't
like,
Karen be part of it?
Let her center herself too.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's getting their time to shine. Why not Karen? Only until every single other person has, but now it's Karen's turn.
Yeah.
So she takes a knife and gets him in the back, but she really should have maybe like turned him around and gotten him in the in the heart, because like I don't know, he knows how to get people, so
yeah,
do unto others, I guess.
So yeah, the town pretty much fails, and Tommy Doyle from the first Halloween 1973, he finally meets his day.
Yeah, cool stuff happening with that baseball bat.
Yeah. Michael gets the bat and just crushes him.
He cracks him with it, then the bat breaks, and then he stabs him with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. I mean, this is kills. Like, the kill count is going up. It's just ding, 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 ding at this point.
Yeah, of the, like, trajectory of the three movies, like, this one is, like, the fun one.
Yeah.
This it's the one. It's the one. It's the slasher.
It's the slasher. Yes.
So now Karen sees, like, young Michael in the bedroom window.
Yeah. She's been having these moments to herself with her reflection. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand what's going on with that. Because there's, like, no relation. It's not like she's connecting to her uncle.
Right.
Through, like, the gaze of the Michael Myers curse. But, yeah, she decides to go back upstairs into the Myers house by herself and look outside the window.
Bad call.
Bad call.
Karen, you were being probably the most rational person of the entire movie.
Yeah.
And now you make this really stupid decision.
Yeah, I didn't like this death only because it didn't make any sense. He was the most rational, and I don't really know what it served. And, like, even, like, seeing the next one, I'm just like, okay, she lost both her parents and her grandmother is still in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just stabbed. Just some more stabbings. Before you leave the theater.
Mm-hmm. Michael gets one last kill, and we saw the extended cut, so we saw an extended ending where Laurie is calling her daughter, and Michael picks up.
And just then, breathing.
Just breathing. And then she grabs her knife and she heads out with the knife in her hand.
She essentially says, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. She starts to look like Michael a little bit. I like that.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah. and I forgot what I was about to say. I lost my train of thought in that. But
that in the theatrical version.
Yeah. In the theatrical version, we don't get that because I think what was intended was that the third one would also be the same night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That it would just be like a long Halloween. But then...
I don't know. I thought they shot them together. I think they wrote them all before they shot them. I don't know.
I don't know. But the third one takes place like 2 years later or something. Yeah, it does. So it's not the same night. So they cut that ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's weird to think that Michael would just pick up a phone.
It is weird.
Like, oh, here's a phone. Let me pick it up. I know how modern phones work.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, Laurie, get back in bed. Like,
she needs to heal.
You just had surgery on your stomach. I don't know how you have the abdomen, the core strength to do anything.
Okay, Halloween Kills, movie or a film?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's another movie.
It's fun.
It's a good, fun, spooky, creepy, high kill count, bloody, fun movie.
Yeah. And if you like Michael, if you like Halloween, I think this is the one for you. Yeah.
If you want to see the kills, go for Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills.
Follow us on social.
Yeah. Please. The socials are still there.
They're still there.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for not unsubscribing to our feed, even though there haven't been regular episodes.
Yeah.
And I hope you all have a happy Halloween. Good night, folks.
Good night.